RNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
As a white knight on his steed, but now you know how happy I can be. And our good times start and end without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, homecoming queen. All right, you guys, you know what this is. This is KX Takeover. And today we are here with the girls from Walking for Water to help you guys raise money for our event. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
That was almost in harmony. All right, we have... Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
I'm Anna.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Sophie.
And this is just the first round. We have a whole other motley crew waiting in line to get on the radio as well. Why y'all here with us? What's KX Takeover, first of all?
KX Takeover is where we're helping raise money for the radio station, since it is local and paid for by local donations.
All right. Yeah, we are like NPR. We're a community-supported radio station, and we survive and we thrive because of your donations. We're able to put on some of the most unique broadcasting in radio today. Whereas everybody else plays the same 25 songs over and over again, KX lets every single host, every single DJ here play their passion. Now, y'all are here for KX, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we try that one more time? Y'all are here for KX, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you're also here for another cause. What's that other cause?
Walking for Water.
And what, Anna, what is Walking for Water?
Walking for Water is a part of the nonprofit organization Wisdom Spring Foundation. And what we do is we raise money to build wells in parts of West Africa, India, and Nepal. And it's an all-student-run club at Laguna Beach High School.
Cool. And so why in the heck would you guys do that? Why would you put the effort and energy in to raise money to get wells?
It's so easy to help people when you find the outlet to do so. And for me, Walking for Water is that outlet. Not only do we raise money that goes directly to building these wells that gives people water, it gives them life. It also, through our walk, helps show other people that they can help too, and it spreads awareness for the cause.
And do you guys remember the phone number here in case people want to call in and donate? It is 949-715-5936. Just watch Emma Chicken heading it. It's 949-715-5936. Now, anybody that you know of that's willing to call in and donate, is your mom going to call in and donate this year?
Yes.
Okay, so give her a shout out and tell her, get her booty on the phone and call.
Hi, Mom. I know you're listening. Come and donate. Could really use it.
All right. Your mom? Oh, I love the look. This is radio. In radio, shrugging your shoulders does not play so well.
I don't know. She's at work.
Okay, so tell her, Mom, you better be listening in and you better call in.
Mom, I hope you're listening right now. You need to call in.
And what's the number?
949-715-5936.
949-715-5936. You want to play another song, guys?
Yeah.
How about Running Scared? And we are here with the girls for Walking for Water. And this is KX Takeover, and you're listening to Greg Friedman from Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m.
Desert tree, 'cause we can all get a little high if we
We can all live a better life if you want. We can all live a better life if you want. Come on. I'm running scared. Hey, I'm running scared. Oh, I'm running scared. Hey, I'm running scared. Yeah. I'm running scared. Oh, I'm running scared. Hey, I'm running scared. Oh, I'm running scared.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And you all got your first donation. What's the number to call in again, ladies?
715-5936.
What's the area code?
949.
And we have somebody that's already called in to donate. We have Heidi. Heidi, welcome to Inner Journey, welcome to KX, and welcome to Walking for Water. There's a whole lot of us in this room.
Wow, thank you. I wish I could be there.
We wish you could be here, too. So what inspired you? Was it KX? Was it Walking for Water? Or was the combo platter?
I would believe it's the combo platter. The kids are just amazing in the work that they're doing and the difference they're making in the world. And, of course, I love this show.
Well, thank you very much on all accounts. Ladies, do you have anything you'd like to say to Heidi?
Thank you.
Fantastic.
You are more than welcome.
Thank you very much for donating. We appreciate it, Heidi.
Okay, you guys have fun.
Thank you.
Everybody.
All right. Which one of you guys feels like telling a story about Walking for Water?
I can tell a story.
Okay, who are you?
I'm Sophie Mariner.
Okay, Sophie Mariner.
I would like to tell a story about a woman named Sabamfu.
And who is Sabamfu?
She is the co-founder of Wisdom Spring, and sadly she is no longer with us, but she is with us in spirit. Mm-hmm. And she was an amazing person, and I want to tell a story about her when she was little.
What made her an amazing person?
She just always made you feel safe and at home. She was inspiring.
She made you feel safe. She made me feel scared a good portion of the time, I'll tell you that.
I mean, she was a powerful person. She always felt like she was just probably the most powerful person, like, in the room spiritually, like she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she made you feel that way, and she impacted you, and she changed your life.
And where was Sabamfu from?
She was from a village called Burkina Faso in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 5 years old, she had been walking for miles and miles just searching for water. And she was coming back and she...
Wait. Why was she doing that? Because a lot of people don't understand what that's all about.
Well, in Burkina Faso is a landlocked area, which basically means that there's no water.
Mm-hmm.
For miles and miles, and they have to walk for miles and miles just to get water, and most of the time it's not clean.
How long do they have to walk?
Well, they can walk like 6 hours. 6 hours just for water, and it's not clean.
One way, each way?
Each way, yes. So in total, it would be 12 hours.
That's crazy. So one day, what was going on? I'm sorry?
So she was 5 years old, and she had been sent to go look for water. She had been walking for 12 hours, and she had been coming back, and she was looking, and she could see the village.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably less than half a mile away. And she got so excited, so she started running, and she kept running faster and faster, and she tripped. And all of the water that she had walked so hard for just fell out of the bucket that she had been carrying on top of her head.
So most people hear that and they go, so what? It's a bucket of water.
It impacted her because she felt like she had killed her entire village because of how hard it is to get that water.
She felt like she had killed her entire village?
Yeah, because she had been sent to get water, which is something you need to live. And so she felt by just wasting that great sacrifice of walking 12 hours total, mm-hmm. that she had killed her village.
Cool. Sarah, did you ever meet Sabanfu?
I did not meet Sabanfu.
Anna, did you?
No.
No, we have a three for you. Met Sabanfu.
I did, yeah. I met her when I was really little. And I just remember her just being such an amazing person. And she's one of my favorite people. And it's really sad that she's gone, but she's here spiritually.
Want to know one of my favorite things about Sabanfu?
What?
I mean, aside from it was kind of fun being scared by her because she was so powerful. She had the best giggle in the world.
She did. She had a wonderful smile.
But even more, when she giggled, it was somewhere between something that would fill up a room and this evil witch altogether. It was great.
Yeah.
We're going to play another song. Where are you guys from again, ladies?
Laguna Beach, California.
And what's the club?
Walking for Water.
And why is that club important?
Because it helps people. It gives people water. It gives people life.
We also raise money for education, too.
So what you guys do is you put in wells in indigenous areas, and you also raise money to help people get educated. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our hope is that if people don't have to walk so much for water, the children can actually become educated.
Very cool. And we're going to play another song by Weezer called Living in L.A. We're here with the ladies from Walking for Water. This is KX Takeover. That means you have to call in. And if they're going to call in, Anna, what number are they going to call in to?
949-715-5936.
One more time, just because you did it so well.
949-715-5936.
Slippery slope. I wonder what it's like out there. My eyes are like faraway spaceships.
All right. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. Actually, you're not listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. That's just autopilot. You are listening to KX Takeover, and we have a whole room full of people. All right. I want everybody in this room to tell us where y'all are from all at once. Everybody. Just shout, scream, do a little dance. Who are you guys from?
Laguna Beach,
California. All right, I'm going to do that again. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Laguna Beach
High School.
Emma, what group are y'all from?
We are from LBHS, Walking for Water.
And if people want to find out more about Walking for Water, where would they go?
Can head on over to lbhswalkingforwater.org.
Did you say you could head on over?
Yeah.
That is so groovy, baby. All right. lbhwalkingforwater.org.
LBHS.
My bad. Tell me again.
lbhswalkingforwater.org.
And what are they going to find when they go over there?
All the information about everything we do. Everything about the club and the organization.
And you guys have a big event coming up. What date is that?
On June 2nd.
And Anna, what's going to be there?
A whole lot of stuff.
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 So hold on, wait. Let me write that down. How do you spell that?
Stuff. S-T-U-F-F.
Uh-huh. See, now that's why she's going to Oregon. Right there. Uh-huh. So seriously, what kind of stuff is going on?
Basically, there's going to be lots of fun games, so you can bring your little brother or your cousins, and there's going to be lots of exciting silent auction items.
Cool. Like what?
Well, we went downtown, and there's lots of items from there, like Rock Martin earrings.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's a scarf that's silk. And
go ahead. Say.
Also, this year, as well as this is the second year that Hobie Surf Shop will be helping us out. They sponsored us with making the t-shirts. The design is all by us, by Sarah. She designed the logo.
I'm and telling then, you, the whole pointing thing does not play on radio, oddly enough.
She introduced herself.
She did. So, Sarah, you did what?
I created the logo.
And you've also donated artwork to the walk as well, right?
Yes.
Are you painting anything this year?
I am.
What are you painting?
I have more water scenes that I'm donating. That's my usual.
Because we don't ever do that in Laguna Beach. We never, ever paint water here. And you also do jewelry, is that correct?
Yes.
And what kind of stuff are you guys doing for the walk? Anybody?
We do earrings, bracelets.
Well, sorry. This year we got more donations from the jewelry shop on Thalia.
Uh-huh.
Last year she donated two, and we're in the process of making more jewelry for the walk.
Cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to announce some of the people that have already donated. We're going to get a lot more of you to donate during the break. Will you please? Because the number here is
949-715-5936.
One more time.
949-715-5936.
And ladies, one more time, since we're going to be switching y'all out for a new group of y'all, let the listeners know who you are.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Anna.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Sophie.
All right. And we are listening to KX Takeover with the ladies from Walking for Water. And normally my show is on 7 to 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and it's called Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. How about a little Sugar Ray?
Even though
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover on KX 93.5 FM. It is a community-supported radio station. That means that we do something that no other radio station does in the world. Instead of playing the same 25 songs over and over and over again, every single DJ here gets to play their passion. That is something that you get on no other terrestrial radio station, literally, in the world. And we are here to raise money because we are a community-supported radio station. We only do this once a year, and we want you all to kick booty, jump in, and support us. And Riley, before I even introduce you, what's the phone number here?
949-715-5936.
Perfect. And you are?
Ellie.
Emma.
Nikki.
Riley.
And you guys are from where again? I forget.
LBHS.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard everything and nothing. One more time.
LBHS Walking for Water.
And Emma, what is LBHS Walking for Water?
We're a club that partners with the nonprofit Wisdom Spring, and we raise money doing multiple events and fundraisers, and all the money is then donated to implement water wells in varying countries. And some of those countries include Burkina Faso, Kenya, India, and Nepal.
Okay, so that was a lot of words. What does that mean? She's looking at me like I'm crazy. All right, so if you were just talking to me, what the heck do you guys really do over there?
So by putting in the wells, in those countries, a lot of women and children have to walk several miles and hours a day just to get water, and a lot of times the water isn't sanitary. And so in that case, they have health issues, which often can lead to their death. And when they don't have to walk as far, they have access to education. So our project alleviates the walking distance, and it provides them with clean water. And this helps them also gain an education.
Cool. And if people want to find out more about you guys, you have an event coming up, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you try to cut down on your words? You have an event coming up, right?
Yeah.
When?
On June 2nd.
Where?
At our high school track.
Which is?
Beach High School track.
Okay. And what are you guys going to do at that event?
We are going to have some sponsors that want to be a part of our raffle. And we're going to be there at the track and have a really good time just raising up money for those people. And
okay, just, we're going to try something different with you. Everybody in this town knows that your family's crazy, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
What makes your family crazy?
Because we're just awesome people. And my mom and dad are chiropractors, and we just love to go to the beach and just have a great old time, you know?
All right, yeah. So the first thing is we're going to put a shout out. There are so many chiropractors in town, so we have a challenge. Going to ask every chiropractor in town to donate a lousy $10. If you are a chiropractor and you can't afford to donate $10, you're in trouble. And we here at the station would immensely appreciate that. All right, so the event is when, Nikki?
June 2nd.
And what are y'all going to do when you're there?
Well, there's going to be games for everybody there, including the little kids that come.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be having a silent auction, which will help us raise money for the wells through things that we've got from the small businesses that are local.
Emma, who are some of the small businesses that have donated so far?
This year we've partnered with a lot of different businesses, such as Hobie, some local restaurants like La Serena and Active Culture. And we're also Steve Adams and Patsy Mars and some other local Laguna people and businesses are all sponsoring us.
Very, very cool. The group again is called?
LBHS Walking for Water.
All right. How about we play a song? Who said how about it? Oh, of course she did. That's Anna. She can't help it. She still needs to be on the radio. It's true. We may have to put Anna back on. We are here with the ladies from Walking for Water, and you are also here for KX Takeover. And we need your donations, don't we, Riley?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, baby. We got three words in a row. Yeah. And if they wanted to donate, what would they donate? Where would they call in to donate?
949-715-5936.
And this is Marcy Playground.
Hanging around myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and can here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and can't end it here. Who's that lounging? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my dream.
Yeah, baby, you are listening to Inner Journey. Whoop, you are not listening to Inner Journey. I keep doing that because it's autopilot. Normally, my program is Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on Sundays between 7 to 9 p.m. We introduce you to pathways and possibilities and have amazing guests like Marianne Williamson and Don Miguel Ruiz and so many others as part of the program. But right now, what we are doing is vitally important. This is KX Takeover. And Emma, what the heck is KX Takeover and why are we doing it?
So KX Takeover is partnering with LBHS Walking for Water, and basically the funds are going to help this radio station, which is all based on donations from the community. And our club, we're talking about what we do in our community in hopes for you guys to call in and donate and support the radio station. And the radio is also sponsoring our walk this year.
Very, very cool. And Riley, what's your specialty? Telling us the phone number?
Oh.
You got a good job, man.
Oh, 949-715-5936.
All right, Nikki, how long have you been in this club?
This is like a year now, about a year, yeah.
Are you asking me?
No, it's about a year.
Okay. And what made you decide to join this club?
Truthfully?
No, I want you to lie to all the people. Yeah, of course, truthfully.
Well, initially I had like Sophia and Emma in the club, and they were like, just come. And I was like, okay, like, am I going to get judged? They're like, no, like, we want people to come. So I was like, okay. So I came and I had friends, and then I got more passionate about it throughout the year.
And what made you get more passionate about it?
Just knowing more like what the cause was about and going and actually committing myself to it every Saturday, I realized how much of a difference that we were making.
And what is the cause about?
We help raise money to build wells in indigenous countries that are landlocked.
And why?
So they don't have to walk miles to get dirty water, and because that can lead to death or sicknesses in those areas.
So Emma, when she says that they don't have to get sickness or death, what does that mean? I mean, because people here go, water, just go into the kitchen, go into the bathroom, go out to the spigot outside, you turn it on, and you got water. So what the heck is she talking about when she goes, yeah, they could die from the water there?
Well, in a lot of these countries, they don't have sinks and faucets and access to clean water, so they'll have to walk miles and miles until they can even find portions of land that have some are moist and have some water absorbed into it. And sometimes in these countries, the women will walk for miles, and all they'll find is some mud that they squeeze, and a few drops of water come out, maybe a glass of water, and it's most of the time it's dirty, it's unsanitary, and it has viruses and infections that often lead to them becoming sick, and often can lead to their death. They don't have hospitals, they don't have education, they don't know how to fix these issues, and it keeps spreading.
Cool. So, Anna, people are going to go to this Walking for Water thing to help people out because it's a good cause, right?
Yeah.
But what's in it for them, to put it bluntly?
Well, first of all, there's always that really feel good feeling when you know you've done something good to help the community. But also, you know, if you want to be a sponsor or help us out and donate, then we can put your name on a banner on our website. For any of you like artists, small businesses, it's really good exposure. It gives back to the community, and it's just...
And so that's the people that might be sponsoring. But if you were just a schmo like me and I was going to go to the Walking for Water event, what kind of things can I do that would be kind of fun, kind of cool?
There's lots of activities. So there's a silent auction, there's food, there's going to be a kombucha bar, there's music, the KX93.5 radio will be DJing. And it's just like a fun event to come with your friends and family and meet new people and support the community.
Did you say there's a kombucha tent?
Yeah, Blessed Booch.
Ooh, love those guys. They are so cool. If you guys don't know them, they are at the, what do they call the thing? Farmer's Market on Sundays right here in Laguna Beach. And those guys rock. I tell you, I drank that thing in a heartbeat. It's so good. And they have pretty much every flavor in the world. Riley, what's your favorite flavor kombucha?
The Palo Santo one.
The Palo Santo one? I never tried that.
It's so good.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like wood?
No, it tastes like coconut.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. What are you doing grinning in the corner?
Just excited because this is fun. Loving it.
Yeah. So what made you decide to join the club?
Firstly, to be honest, is that Sarah told me about this club, and I wanted to do it really bad after that. And so now this year I started as a senior, and I've done it only for like a semester and then half of this semester now. So it hasn't been a year like Nikki said, but it's been like half of a year maybe, I would say.
So Sarah, you just go around kidnapping people? Is that the deal?
I talk about Walking for Water with anyone that I see in all my classes, so most people know me as the Walking for Water girl.
Really?
Yeah.
It's our reputation.
You too?
Yeah, it's like a group situation.
What are you, like a gang?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the toughest gang ever. All right, we interrupted you. You were going to tell us more about what made you join.
What also made me join is that when I realized when I was in it, I was like, this is amazing. I'm actually making a difference somewhere. Like, I can make a difference in the world only at, like, a young age, you know, not going out and, like, in high school and making a difference. That's, like, amazing.
So. And how do you feel like you're making a difference with this club?
Well, firstly, making some jewelry that we sold at the church, going around downtown, getting sponsors, just like raising up money for the well by anything I can do to help. So.
And Nikki, you know about the wells too, right?
Yeah.
I love you. I am not going to bite you. I promise. You're looking at me like I'm mean and evil and cruel. Why? Why water wells for you? What makes them so important?
For like, for me or like for the people there?
Well, for you doing this, why is it so important for you to raise money to put in wells?
Well, because growing up in a community like Laguna Beach, all of us are so fortunate to have water and we're surrounded by water, even though it's just the ocean. But we don't realize how much that actually impacts our life. And so it's nice to give back to those who don't have it, and knowing that they don't have it and that we do, and we could give back to them. So, yeah.
And an interesting fact is in some of these countries, the annual salary is only $5 a year. And if you think about, for example, in our community, how much money people make a year and how we're so fortunate, and even donating $5, $10 can mean so much to them. It can be a year's salary and really change their life, when to us it's less than a meal.
I want to repeat that back to you because people may have misunderstood you. It's not $5 an hour. It's not $5 a week. It's not $5 a month. What is it?
$5 a year.
$5 a year. So imagine what that can do for these people in all these different areas. Because, Riley, they don't only do water, do they?
No.
You know, I know how much you talk when you're off the air. So give me a little bit more. What else do they do? Okay, we're going to get somebody to jump in for, we're going to get Emma to jump in.
So we also, by putting in the water wells, the women and children don't have to walk as far. And so when they're spending 12 hours all day just walking, they don't have time to get an education. So if they don't have to walk far to get water, they can just get it in the morning. They have all day to go to school and become educated. And in return, that'll boost their economy eventually. And it'll help just create a stronger society and eventually replenish their country.
Perfect. All right, Riley, now this one I know you can do for me. Walking for Water's website?
LBHSWalkingForWater.org.
LBHSWalkingForWater.org. Is that correct? Did I get it right?
Yes.
And we need you guys to get on your cell phones because the calls have slowed down. We need you to donate in. And the call-in number to donate to support the station and to support Walking for Water is?
949-715-5936.
And we'll be back after a little Hello Me and Jew.
Hello, me and you.
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover. We do this once a year, and what we do, we don't ask all throughout the year for you to donate. We simply do it one time a year. We take over, and this is your time to call in and donate. Riley, the number is
949-715-5936.
And one more time in your famous DJ voice, Emma.
949-715-5936.
Oh, no. You had a weirder DJ voice last year, I got to tell you. All right, you guys, on the count of three, where are y'all from? One, two, three.
Laguna Beach,
California.
More specifically,
Walking for Water.
All right. All right. So you wanted to give a shout out to somebody, right?
Hey, Tita.
And who is Tita?
Rachel Goff, Riley's mom.
Riley's mom. And has Riley's mom called in to donate yet?
No, but you should. We know you're listening. Oh, actually, she did call. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Don't give her a hard time if she's already called in.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Tita.
Thanks, Mom. All right, you guys. Riley, it's at the walk, you do all kinds of things. There's games, there's face painting, there's raffles. But there's also a walk within the walk. Is that right?
Yeah. What we like to do is we like to get people to walk around our track and hold buckets of rice so that they can kind of get a feel of what it's like to walk miles with water on your head. And I just think it's not only, it's a learning experience for people that don't really know what our cause is.
So it's really good that they do that, isn't it, Riley?
Yeah.
And Anna, when they do that, do they get freaked out?
Yeah, it's a really eye-opening thing for a lot of people because, you know, you carry a glass of water from the kitchen to your bedroom or the dining room. You think, how hard could this be to carry it for, you know, a few miles? And you take, like, you know, half a lap around the high school track with a bucket of rice and, you know, you're tired and you don't want to do it anymore.
Water is ridiculously heavy. We actually had a guy from our organization, from Walking for Water, in Africa. And he had a 5-gallon thing of water. And I don't think he lasted 400 yards before he went and gave it to some little tiny girl who wound up taking it the entire way because she'd be tough. Because you have to be tough out there, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Anything else that you ladies think is vitally important to share before we go? Because believe it or not, we have almost whipped through an hour.
We wanted to thank our sponsors who are helping us with the walk. We really couldn't put on this whole thing without them. To reiterate again, we have help from Hobie and local artists, many small businesses all across Laguna, and we just wanted to say thank you so much for your support. And thank you for everyone who's called in to donate to the KX Takeover.
And we need you to keep donating. We are in the final end of this hour. We need to get at least how much more? How much more? How many more callers need to call in, Emma, before the hours?
Five.
Five more callers. You got it. All right, so before we go, there's been an unsung hero here. We've had somebody manning the phones and not getting on air. You have to say hello.
Hi, my name is Wes.
That's it?
I'm also a member at the club.
And this is your 12th year at the club?
13th.
13th year. Or possibly your first. All right, ladies, one more. Yes.
I want to say thank you for everyone who's listening to this. And I'm so grateful for everyone in the club and everyone in the community that is going to help us out. Thank you.
And who else are you grateful for?
Greg and this amazing, amazing, amazing radio.
And what's the radio station? KX93.5. All right. One more time, ladies. Introduce yourselves. Say goodbye. Say thank you. Say shout out to anybody. And make sure if you have that one person who hasn't called in yet, bug them on air right now.
Ellie, thank you very much for listening.
Emma.
Mickey.
Riley.
Anna.
Sophie,
Jessica,
Sarah.
And who's that lady over there in the corner?
Susan.
And that's the only thing you guys have done in harmony all day is Susan's name?
Check out livingyourgifts.com.
All right, Susan, you got to jump on air 1 second, if you would. How are you associated with this Motley Crew?
I started this Motley with Sabanfu Somme. A young woman came to me and said, they walk for water, why can't we? And then these girls decided to do the same thing. And they make my life better, they make a difference, and they change the world by bringing these water wells.
And boys, we represent.
And boys, yeah. Too. I can't forget my boys over there. So I just, these kids work tirelessly with me.
Okay, why is this so important to you?
Because I've been over there. I've seen the places we put the water wells in, and people walk for hours, and their lives are really hard, but they have this rich sense of what it is to live in community. And they bring something to me when I go over there. And so I share it with these young people who create community here and make a difference and bring their gifts to this project.
And I got to tell you, one of the blessings about for me working with these guys is through being of service, I get to see each and every one of you grow and become fuller and happier and more confident in who you are. Riley, the number to call in one more time if they want to give that last one, because Emma said we need how many more people, Emma?
Five.
No, now we're down. Oh, was that your DJ voice?
Five.
All right. Riley, the number?
949-715-5936.
And Susan, if people want to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
703-505-5152.
If they want to get a hold of the website, how would they go about
it? WisdomSpring.org or LBHSWalkingForWater.org.
And our Instagram is LBHSWalkingForWater.
Very, very cool. Ladies, as always, it's a pleasure hanging out with you, and a little terrifying in all honesty. Say thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. And we'll be back with more KX Takeover and our next DJ up right after a little Beatles, just to go old school.
Cause you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel. I'm living every moment, girl, for you. You're sweet.